Authorities in Portland, Oregon have refused a request from Attorney General John Ashcroft. As part of his investigation into September's terrorist attacks, Ashcroft asked local police across the country to help the Justice Department. He wants them to interview about 5,000, mostly Middle Eastern men, who have lived in the United States for less than 2 years. Officials in Portland say to do so would violate their state's laws. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Jeff Brady reports.
About 200 of the 5,000 men on the interview list are in Oregon. When Attorney General Ashcroft issued the request last week, it came with a list of things local authorities were to ask during the interviews. The top brass at the Portland Police Bureau had legal concerns about some of the questions, so they called City Attorney David Lesh.
We have no problem with the overwhelming majority of the questions that they are asking.
Questions such as, do you know anything about the September attacks, or do you know any terrorists?
All those questions that are related to crimes are perfectly permissible to be asked. It's the ones that get into the associations. Keep in mind that these folks are not suspected of any criminal activity. Who are you living with? What are their phone numbers? Do you know anybody that's visited Afghanistan? Who is that person? Can I see your visa and your papers and make sure that, in fact, you are in the country legally?
Lesh says those questions start to bump up against some Oregon laws that are designed to make sure police don't harass people because of their beliefs. Lesh says the city has already lost a legal battle related to this law, and the police bureau doesn't want to go through that again. Portland Mayor Vera Katz says if some higher legal authority, say the state's attorney general, decides that Ashcroft's request does not violate state law, then the city will reconsider its position.
But right now, our interpretation of the law really does define what we can and what we cannot do. Remember, we were sued because we violated this statute, so we are especially careful with regard to this language.
The Oregon AG's office is looking into the issue, but likely won't release an opinion until next week. The U.S. Attorney in Oregon, Michael Mossman, calls the dispute a tempest in a teapot. He says he respects Portland's decision, but disagrees with the city attorney's legal analysis. Mossman says the Justice Department questions do not constitute a form of harassment because the men on the list don't have to answer any of the questions.
It's a voluntary interview, and if they don't want to speak to us, that's going to be their prerogative.
Mossman says if the police bureau doesn't want to participate, there are plenty of other agencies that do.
The Anti-Terrorism Task Force has a lot of participants from state, local, and federal agencies. So we're not hurting for people who are more than willing to help out with this project.
City officials say that if the Justice Department would just change some of the questions, then the city would be willing to conduct the interviews. Acting Police Chief Andrew Kirkland predicts other cities around the country may decide to refuse the Justice Department request for help, primarily, Kirkland says, because of the beating many departments have taken over the racial profiling issue. Since almost all of the men on the list are from Middle East countries, Kirkland says a case could be made that the Justice Department is practicing a form of racial profiling.
There are other cities that may not have the law that we have to grapple with, but they have issues and commitments that they made to their communities about racial profiling.
Justice Department officials reject the racial profiling charge, saying the men are on the list because they have student, business, or tourist visas from countries that have terrorist links. At the Lewis and Clark Law School in Portland, Professor Steve Cantor says the federal government can't force the Portland police to conduct the interviews, and justice officials say they don't want to do that. Cantor says it's good to have public debates such as this.
It's actually very healthy that some of the police departments around the country are raising questions about this and trying to be sure that they don't overstep or intimidate members of a particular group in our society.
This is the second time this month Attorney General Ashcroft and the state of Oregon have been at loggerheads. Earlier, Ashcroft issued a policy directive that effectively overturned the state's assisted suicide law. That directive is on hold until a federal judge decides whether the state has to comply with it. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Brady in Portland, Oregon.